issues arise. And it's not about you and your impressiveness. It's about what God is doing to inculcate a new kind of community that looks completely different from its culture because it is driven by the values of the eternal kingdom of the sovereign God. Now, this brings us, in a sense, to chapter 15, which is a really crucial chapter. It's the chapter that deals with the resurrection. And it seems that the Corinthians are getting the resurrection wrong as well. It might be that they're completely denying the resurrection, or it might be that they're misunderstanding the resurrection and interpreting it in a way that for Paul amounts to the denial of the resurrection. It might well be that they're saying in Corinth, we are already the resurrection people. Who needs a resurrection body? We're already resurrected in our souls. For instance, we can read 1 Corinthians 4 in this way. Paul says in 4:8, already you have all that you want. He's being sarcastic. Already you have become rich. Already you have begun to reign. And that without us apostles. How I wish that you really had begun to reign, so that we might also reign with you. The irony is thick. They're imagining that they have already risen to the heights of glory, even in their earthly bodies. Who needs another stage where this physical matter is joined to our soul that has already resurrected? So it might well be that some of the problems in Corinth, not least the problem of their understanding of the resurrection, derives from this misunderstanding. It might be, for instance, that when they're reveling in the tongues, having the tongues of angels, that this spiritual gift reinforces their misunderstanding that they are already the resurrected people. Or it might be that in 1 Corinthians 11, where Paul talks about women and head covering, it might be that women in the Corinthian community are imagining that they're no longer trapped in female bodies, but have risen above into some androgynous or angelic shape or form of identity, so that they can rise above who they are as women. And Paul says, no, no. We are people of the Creator God who created us male and female. We don't rise above those identities. And so he reinforces female identity within that very chapter. So it might be that the Corinthians are getting resurrection wrong because they've misunderstood it to simply be a spiritual phenomena that they think has already happened fully to them, and they wait for nothing else in the future. For Paul, this is to lose the whole of the gospel. It's not simply about the salvation of souls. It's about how God is reclaiming the whole of his creation, souls, bodies, and the rest. And to simply think about it in terms of individual salvation of a soul, getting to heaven, is for Paul to lose the fact that God is working in Christ at every level of the created order. And so we read something like this in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 24 to 26, and verse 28 as well, I'll throw in. In order to understand this passage, we need to remember that for Paul, the created order has within it these spiritual forces that are trying to grab God's created order away from him. They are setting themselves up as lords and sovereigns. And Paul talks in this chapter of death itself as one of these powerful spiritual forces within God's created order. Death is something that happens.